Blog.
Good morning. I'm sorry. Running a little behind this morning, but thank you for holding and waiting for us, and welcome to Circles of Prosperity. We are, of course, in the study of oneness. We're finishing up chapter 4 this morning. Let's go ahead and go into our morning prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this beautiful day and opening our hearts to receive this wonderful message. Thank you for communicating with us. Thank you for empowering us with the ability to create and to co-create with you. We thank you so much for opening our hearts and allowing us to recognize that we can make choices every day. And we can make choices to stay enveloped in heart-centeredness and love. And so it is. Well, yesterday we were talking about how we have an opportunity to make choices or to end the dramas that occur in our lives, to stop repeating the experiences in our life. I want to finish up this chapter this morning and really kind of focus on what we need to do when we are presented with challenges. And as Nania would say, opportunities. How do we make a choice to move based from a place of love, a place from that oneness, to resolve those challenges and move forward? We were told that our objective is about moving forward now, moving into oneness. And anything that does not support that momentum is a situation that you have the opportunity to transcend by exercising the power of choice. So once you have transcended your inclination to stage repeat performances of the dramas that have dominated your life, you are able to move forward to the next phase of your participation in the work at hand. And ideally, the choices you encounter from this point forth represent opportunities to translate discord into harmony. I like that. To translate discord into harmony. They are opportunities to transcend the need to be right on particular issues in deference to the possibility of emerging with a sense of completion. They are opportunities to respond in ways that shift the dynamics of the interaction and allow all parties concerned to walk away without carrying the energy charge that would invite a repetition. You will observe that you are now able to just let it go. And where once you felt compelled to engage in battle, you will begin to see the process of transcending ego in action. When you are able to recognize conditioned responses that are rooted in the need to win a given encounter, you take the first step toward the transcending the sense of separation with which you will have been equipped. Separation was considered to be a necessary survival mechanism in times where violent confrontations were the order of the day. But these times are about changing that pattern. These times are about shifting that energy. These times are focused on recognizing the opportunities for reinforcing separation in action and choosing to disengage. So the objective of this phase of your development is not to win or to be right, but rather to recognize that the choices that are implemented are the ones that determine what the next set of choices are to be. And so winning, losing, and begrudging compromise are recipes for repetition of the same script, albeit perhaps with a different cast of characters. For all are outcomes that would manifest vibrationally a sense of separation for all concerned. So your objective now is to recognize that all encounters are opportunities for achieving harmony, and by presenting your own perspective without attachment to income, you allow for the manifestation of the optimum outcome for all concerned. And the key word here is allow. Because by planting the seed of your intent, your will, by presenting your viewpoint without the need to force it into fruition, you best serve your own interests as well as those of others with whom you are engaged. And once that seed is released energetically, it has the opportunity then to draw to it circumstances that best address the interest of the collective will, which strives toward the manifestation of the experience of oneness. And when potential conflict is nullified and the intent of each is in harmonization of will rather than the manifestation of one's own will over the other, the outcome is consistently one that serves the highest good of all concerned. So basically what they're saying is when we're met with challenges, that we need to breathe and go into our sacred space and deal with that challenge. Let go of our ego self. Let go of the desire to want to be right, or let go of the desire to want to be in control, but to go into that place and move into harmony with what's going on, to bring about harmony in the conflict. And when you move into that space, it says that it's like throwing a peace bomb in the middle of it. They say you're planting a seed at that moment, and it's going to change the outcome. The outcome, equal in meaning, is going to change the choices that you are allowed to make. It's going to change the choices that will be created from that experience. Let's take, for instance, an argument. One person says a heated something in the heat of an argument, and then you respond in the heat of an argument, and it continues to escalate and escalate, and then maybe it moves into where you're fighting with each other, having physical contact with each other, and then it can escalate even further where somebody pulls a knife or grabs for a knife. I mean, the expression is, the height of that expression could be death. Or the height of that conflict becomes death. My mother and father used to say, it takes two to tango. And they always encouraged me to walk away from an argument. I'm not telling you to walk away from an argument. I'm encouraging you to take a deep breath and deal with the situation from a place of love. Simply by lowering your voice in a heated argument, you shift the energy already. If they're yelling and you whisper, the energy shifts. It says that it may take a bit of practice before you become accustomed to recognizing the point of the exercise inherent in each life drama that now presents itself to you. But once you become attuned to the resonance of harmony, that vibration will permeate everything that you do. And you will find that your life experiences flow with ease, one with the next, as examples to you and to all you encounter of the manifestation of harmony in reality. And you will find that you are less concerned with triumphing over adversity than with maintaining equilibrium. For in the attainment of balance, you are in the best position energetically to create the circumstances that reflect your highest intent. So number one, they're telling us that we have to practice. You know, don't. A lot of people can hear this, but then they don't live it. And that's, and again, I know I repeated this from yesterday. If you don't, if you're not living it, you don't know it. And so many people will get bored with these lessons because they go, I already know that. They've been in spiritual, I've heard that before. But if you're not living it, you don't know it. And what I find so powerful about all of the books that we have studied in Circles of Prosperity, the lessons are the same. The steps of, I mean, there are only a handful of principles, of spiritual principles to live by, spiritual truths to live by. Very few. And yet, I mean, there's so many books written on the same principles. And here we are right now going, we've already studied this principle. It's a different way of expressing it. But will this be the message that makes you transition into living it? Or gives you a deeper understanding where it's easier for you to practice it on a daily basis? And that's what I have found about Circles of Prosperity, or about the books that I've read, that as I'm constantly feeding myself, it's easier for me to live it. I can never hear the lessons more over. I can never hear them enough. I need to hear them over and over. What does the Bible say? Faith comes by hearing. And oneness is telling us that there is surely an element of trust that is necessary in the process, and that comes from hearing this and practicing it. You try it once, and then there's a demonstration, and you go, oh, that really worked. You try it, and then you have a physical manifestation. Oh, my goodness, that really worked. And you're building your trust. You begin to trust the process. And you begin to recognize and release the need to control your life situations. Because this trust is not the kind that is bestowed upon another as a way of relinquishing responsibility and turning over the reins of your life. It's the sense that trust is instilled in the source that emanates from the core of your own being. The truth, the reality of the source and the love of the source is demonstrated in your life when you practice, and you begin to trust in trust and have faith in faith. It's a sacred trust. And it oversees all that you do and it orchestrates every scenario that serves your highest good. A sacred trust. But you have to take the first step and try to live it. Try to practice these principles. And when you relinquish the need to mastermind the labyrinth of your existence and reach deeper to the level where you can feel rather than think and know rather than believe, you will have arrived at a place where you can create a reality in which you truly move forward until you are able to release the fear-based conditioning that prompts reflex responses. In other words, it's going to cause you to talk back and yell back at someone who says something negative to you. But instead, you will continue to manifest circumstances focused on warding off that conflict. You're going to respond in love. Respond in love. The ability to trust in the reality that the energy of your world has indeed shifted and that there is a higher perspective to be attained heralds the turning point toward which you strive in these times. And once you have turned that corner and tuned in to the higher resonance of harmonization of your personal will with the will of creation, the walls of separation will have dematerialized, and you will come to experience life as the expression of unity that it truly is. And I say thank you, God, for giving us that power. Thank you, God, for giving us that power. That closes chapter 4. We have a few extra minutes this morning, so I'm going to open the floor for comments and questions and really to kind of get your input on how you are enjoying this particular journey, or if you have any testimonies. What I'd like for you to do is press 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to participate this morning. Good morning. 0047 on the air.
Yes, good morning. It's Nanaya.
Hi.
Thank you this morning. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. It's been helpful to me in mastering this principle is to realize that when someone is arguing, getting vocal and verbal and whatever, screaming and hollering and all of that, they're in fear.
Exactly.
And there are only two places to come from, love or fear. And recognizing that is very helpful. So someone who is, they're fearful of not being heard or of not being recognized or not being validated, all of those things that we really should feel compassion for them for instead of trying to jump in there and participate in that, because if we do, that's where we're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and there's something in humans that we just need to be heard. And I guess because of my counseling experience, I've had to master that, and it becomes clearer every day. We're not heard, and we talk too much. But there's a reason we have one mouth and two ears. We're supposed to listen. People need to be heard, not talked to or talked about, but to be listened to, especially if they're hurting. We don't have to say anything. We don't have to answer. I stand in the background and remember, just be still and know that I am God. I am love. I have the capacity to listen to this soul that is hurting, that needs to be heard, and just pray. And, I love you. God bless you. If they're angry with me or they're projecting anger onto me, it's usually not what it looks like. Well, they're not mad at me. They're mad, already mad about something else. So I listen and pray. Oh, God bless you. I love you. Silently, sometimes aloud. And it just dispels it. Something about love and laughter and all that just confounds all the confusion and moves it out. So when we do get to that place, it is it's so liberating not to have to go there, as we say. You don't have to. There is a choice. Just stand in love and know. Be still and know. I am God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nania, for your comment and your awareness. We so appreciate you. Good morning, 0411. You're on the air.
Greetings, everyone. This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
I was chewing up because I've been getting on the call through the internet, and for some reason it didn't come up today. I'm on the phone, but it didn't come up, so I don't know what that was about.
That was about me. I overslept this morning.
Okay.
Please forgive me.
Oh, the forgiveness is already given.
Thank you.
But thank you for the call. I have not gotten a book yet, but I'm looking forward to getting it, because as some of us, we hear it, some of us who are visual like to see it too, and that's our form of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it manifests for me even greater when I see what I heard or hear. But it's very powerful what you've been sharing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you. And I do apologize to everyone this morning for running a little late. It's very unusual for me, but I'm only human. I was up late last night doing homework, and I didn't get to bed until about 4:30. And, of course, I thought I would wake up, but I didn't. Anyone else this morning? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Good morning, 9660, you're on the air.
Good morning, family. This is Donna. How is everybody?
God bless you, Donna. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I just have a testimony.
Okay. I love your testimonies.
Okay, this is the trust and have faith in faith.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in need of going to my chiropractor to get treatment. And yesterday I said, this is it. I'm just going to call him and see if I can just come on in, because I wasn't too far from his office.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Spirit. Spirit said, call now. I called. He called me right back and said, come on in. And after he finished the treatment, he said to me, you know, Donna, your timing couldn't have been any better. He said, I had just taken a break and had 30 minutes to do whatever, and you called. So that's interesting. I had faith in faith.
Wow. You see, that's amazing. You know, what I love about Donna is how she immediately turns to God. She trusts the process. She always acknowledges the small things. Every experience that she has, she sees God working in her life. And she's grateful for it. It's a wonderful habit for us to practice, to acknowledge when things are working right all the time, and to see the beauty, how God moves these experiences and the people into our life, and how we're creating that synchronicity. Because the more we see that synchronicity occurring in our life, that means that it's a physical manifestation that we're in alignment. We're in alignment with the energy of God. Thank you so much for sharing, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else this morning? 9186, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia. It's Betsy.
Hi, Betsy.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
I am good. I just happened to get back in from Chicago and got to work on time for once and saw your, you know, I'm on the air thing. So I just popped in and got to listen to the last couple minutes. And I just want to say that, you know, timing is everything. And I had to go home to, you know, help my sister take care of some business. And there was a document we couldn't find, and we were looking for it and kind of ripping her house apart for it. And after about 3 days, I finally said, you know what, I have to go to my mom and dad's. And I took my little niece, and when we got there, we had family prayer. And we had just finished praying when my phone rang, and it was my sister. And my stepmother said out loud, she's like, God is going to do something good for you. And my sister said, he just did. And she broke down in tears. And we found my brother-in-law's will, which is what we had been looking for.
Wow.
And so timing is everything. It is just everything.
Wow.
And so... it was just, you know, one of those moments where, you, like, you know, it just flows because, you know, my father had been praying for her and the family and that everything would work out all right. And where she found it, nobody would have looked for it. And she said that she had been in the house, she was alone, and something just told her to go right where it was, and we found it.
Isn't that something? So listen, let's look at some of the things that happened here. One was your sister was in a space of being quiet in the silence,
mm-hmm.
and she was able to hear, let's go here, move here, go look here.
Mm-hmm.
At simultaneously, mm-hmm. the family was in prayer for her.
Correct.
Wow. Look, and there was an immediate manifestation. One of the things that we mm-hmm. have shared, Betsy, is that we are in a time for where we can receive immediate manifestation, instantaneous mm-hmm. manifestation. It's occurring in our lives right now, but most of the time
right.
we miss it. And here you had such a beautiful demonstration of it.
Right. It was one of those perfect moments where everything worked perfectly.
Mm.
And it was just such a blessing because it solved, you know, a lot of problems and different things. And So I just wanted to share with everybody because, like you said, if you're listening and in the right place and, you know, and you can hear those messages and it does
yeah.
become instantaneous.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing. I'm glad you're back in town.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right.
0607, you're on the air.
Good morning, it's Earl.
Hi, Earl, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for that wonderful message. I was thinking about how frequently in the military, especially in submarines or heavy aircraft, they are trained to do the same thing repeatedly over and over again. And you made mention of how important it is to not assume you know everything, listen, regardless of whether you've heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
When you need it, it will come instantaneously. We're made that way. With proper training, repetition, hearing it, we hear it until we hear it the right way for us. And when we need it most, it's there. It's
That's
there
right.
Because we didn't assume we knew it. We continue to be open to hearing those positive, good messages, training, information. So thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Reggie says, I'm always, Dr. Reggie's little Reggie-isms, I've been with him for over 23 years now, and so they're just ingrained in me. But he says, repetition creates impact. Repetition creates impact. The more you hear it, the more you it's available to you to exercise it. So you're absolutely right, Earl. Thank you so much. It's good to hear you. You finally figured out how to press one, huh?
Oh, behave yourself. Yes, I finally figured it out.
Okay, precious. Thank you for joining us. I love you.
Okay.
All righty. Well, we're going to go. Is there anyone else this morning? Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and move into the closing prayer. And did I get everybody? I think I did. All righty. Dr. Reggie, I'm going to ask you to take us into our closing prayer. Hold on. I need to open up your mic.
Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. We have choices on this road physically, and I am so glad each one of you is choosing to learn the higher truth of your higher self, that God is in you, through you, around you, and is currently acting as you, individuated right here and right now. I thank you that we're elevating on this ladder of ascension every day, that we don't have to react, but we can always respond in love. Or like Jesus, when confronted before people who were negative toward him, had no reaction. A lot of times we'll not respond, because it's the loudest response sometimes to let you see yourself in the cosmic mirror of reality. Not having to be right or justified in your being, you already are. Like Nanayar says, when you recognize the energy of love in the person and when they're hurting, God always shows through, and I thank him right here and right now for you. Each of you is a sounding board and a hearing post for the Almighty Creator of the universe, of which you are. I close this energy with this prayer, knowing that each one of you is a miracle worker and an angel in progress in human form. And I believe this is so, and so it is.
Okay, that concludes our lesson for today. We'll be here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. on time. And we'll be moving into Chapter 5 of Oneness. God bless. Love, light.